Lord, for that song. And the thought that's on my heart tonight is mercy. And pray for us that the Lord will help us. Mercy, the definition for mercy is pity, favor, a refraining from harming or punishing offenders, kindness in excess of what may be expected or demanded by fairness, a disposition to forgive. Mercy implies a kindness or forbearance, implies a kindly understanding and tolerance in judging others. Mercy. And I thought about the mercy seat. In the sanctification, but there was the mercy seat there and the angels hovering over the mercy seat. There's been times when I went to prayer, not all the time, but maybe when I felt a special burden, the Lord would help and a special needed mercy. Sometimes I would plead, Lord, remember the mercy seat, and we come to you in a spiritual mercy seat. And I remember, I believe it was Brother Austis Wilson, he said that in life, this one thing that we all will going to need is mercy. But he said, if you get in any kind of problem in your life, the best way out of that problem is humility and pleading God's mercy. So we just want to pass that on for if you ever need that. But, you know, in life, I was thinking about 40 years, almost 40 years that I've served the Lord, that many times I still have needed God's mercy to help me out, to help me to have understanding, to show me what to do, give me answers. And, you know, we just need mercy from God. There's times that people will hurt us so bad that we don't even know how we can forgive. But it's through God's mercy that gives us forgiveness, His sweet spirit. We can dwell on injuries or offenses till we can't seem to overcome them. But, you know, God wants us to be merciful. And He wants us to have the same spirit that He has. And He is a very merciful God. And He forgives people. And He's long-suffering toward them. And He just teaches us that we need to be the same way. And the Lord's Spirit is the only way that we can have this mercy is through the Lord's Spirit. I want to read Psalms 56 a little bit there. It says, be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O Thou Most High. What time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee. In God I will praise His word, in God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day they wrest my words, all their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together, they hide themselves, they mark my steps when they wait for my soul. Shall they escape by iniquity? In thine anger cast down thy people, O God? Thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. In God will I praise His word. In the Lord will I praise His word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto Thee. For Thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not Thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? Isn't that a wonderful psalm there? God is, He puts our tears in His bottle. He said, are not, thou tellest my wanderings, put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. You know, I was just thinking, you know, the Lord wants us to be merciful, and He wants us to be on God's side. You know, it really doesn't matter so much, what kind of problems we get into life, what kind of relationships we have, what kind of situations, in anything. It just means the best thing is that we're on God's side. We must stay on God's side. And the only way we can stay on God's side is to have a merciful spirit. and have a forgiving spirit and a loving spirit. And it's going to take this to get to heaven. We're going to have to be like God. Psalms 57 says, "Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpast. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue is sharp sword. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me into the midst whereof they are fallen themselves. My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Awake up, my glory, awake. Psaltery and harp, I myself will wake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations, for thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth." You know, his mercy is so great. God is just a merciful God. His mercy is so great. And when he sees any of us showing unkindness or not having enough mercy, this is when he deals with our hearts, because he wants us to be like Christ. And Christ was merciful. Although he sent judgment, and although we believe in the truth, and we believe in judgment to the line, and we have certain standards in the Bible, and we believe all those are true, but even with all that, we still have to have mercy. We still have to have a spirit of love. I don't know just how to express it, but may God help us tonight to see that the spirit of Christ is a love and merciful. And God has a way of helping sinners see that love. I think about the psalm that says, "Sinners see the love of God." You know, the hardest man or the hardest woman that's so full of sin and so hatred and maybe malice and maybe they build up things against God. When they get a hold of love, when they really see the saints in the light of love and mercy, and we can get over that to them, it'll break the heart of stone. I don't know just how to do it, but God can help us to let our light shine. Something was mentioned tonight about that soul, the song. If only one soul we can bring to heaven. After all, that's what we're trying to serve the Lord for, is to get to heaven and help others get to heaven. But it's all going to take this mercy, this love, getting it over to people. We do believe so strong in everything we believe in. We believe it, we die for it. There's not very many people will give up their life unless they really believe in it with all their heart. But at the same time, we've got to know how to show love and mercy with it. We've got to know how to be like Christ. We got to know how to forgive people. And we got to be long-suffering and not willing that any should perish. God doesn't want anyone to perish. He wants us to make it to heaven. May God help us tonight. Matthew 5 and says, "Be merciful." St. Matthew 5 and 7, "Be merciful, for your Father in heaven is merciful." I don't have the scripture, but I thought about the scripture that says, he sends rain on the just and on the unjust. That farmer that might be cursing and swearing and taking God's name in vain. God sends rain for his wheat too. And God is such a God of love that way. That's what God means. He's so merciful that he sends the rain anyway. He don't say, farmer there, you're so wicked and you say bad words and you're a sinner. So, this man over here is a Christian. He's going to get rain this week, but you're not going to get any. Now, he might do that sometimes, but most generally, they get the rain too. God is just that way. We're so much sometimes without God's love, without His showing us to help us. When people injure us, we have a temptation to want to get back at them. And I know, because I'm human, and the thoughts come in my mind, they did me wrong, and I'm going to do them wrong. I'm just going to ignore them. They ignore me. I'm going to ignore them. And then Jesus comes along, and He says, no, don't do that. Don't be like that. Jesus wants you to have a sweet spirit, a loving spirit. You're not supposed to do unto others as they do to you, but you're supposed to do unto others as you would have them do to you. I said, oh, yes, Lord. You know, the Lord teaches us how to be a Christian. You know, we just automatically don't have all the fruits that God wants us to have. We have to work on it. We have to work on it with God. God has got all the power for us. It's just like plugging in a cord there into that socket. There's the power of the Holy Spirit, but we have to use the power. We have the power, but we have to be willing to get plugged in. We have to be willing to submit to God's power, to be willing. He wants us to be willing to be holy, willing to be a servant, willing to forgive, willing to go the last mile. And that's where we ask God, Lord, I need your power. You have the power. We have the Holy Spirit, but Lord, I need to tap into that power. I need to yield myself to you that I can do this, because I can't do it on my own, Lord. On my own, I'd want to rebel. On my own, I'd want to do right back to Him. But Lord, I want to be like you, Jesus. I want to be merciful. And the Lord says, you know, if we don't forgive others, He said He wouldn't forgive us. And you know, that really can take us back sometimes, because we think, well, this is so hard to forgive. There's some things in life that is really is hard to forgive. And if we try to do it our own, it almost would be impossible. But you know what? The Lord said there is nothing impossible with God. We can forgive anything. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we can forgive others. We can love them. We can forgive them. We can be all what God wants us to be. We can do it, and we must do it. We have to do it to get to heaven. We have to be like Jesus wants us to be. It says here, you know, Matthew 5 and 7, it says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Oh, you know, when you read just one verse, sometimes you really need to think about it. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Do you think from here to the grave, do you think any one of us here are going to need some mercy? I know I'm going to need it. I need it right now. I need it when I walk out that door tonight, if God lets me live. I need God's mercy. I need God's mercy that I can make it to heaven. I don't feel like I just can do it on my own, but I need God's mercy. I need His grace. I don't know what I'm going to have to face, saints. You don't either. You need God's mercy to help you get to heaven. It's not too hard to get to heaven, but we need God's mercy. And it said, blessed are the merciful. If you're merciful to others, you shall obtain mercy. And not only from God, but I believe we'll get mercy from our fellow man. I believe God will work with people that will show us mercy. There's times, it just comes to my mind, but there's been people on jobs that they were merciful to people, and they were favored, and God promoted them, and God had people favor them. I think about Joseph, how God worked with Joseph, and he was promoted. But you know, he forgave his brothers. He was a good man. You know, God will give bless your life for being like this. He will provide people in your life that will be merciful to you, that will help you out. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Romans 11:30 says over here, oh my God, help us. I was thinking of different things tonight, and one thing I wanted to think about, it just came to my mind so strong, I forgot about her name. But years ago when I was in junior high school, there was a girl named Teresa Rowe, And I can almost just see her in my mind right now as I'm talking about her. But, you know, I was with a group of girls. I wasn't saved in junior high, and they were kind of the ones that, you know, they would just, I don't know how to explain them, but anyway, sometimes they get themselves in some problems, kind of a clique, you know. But anyway, sometimes they would make fun of this girl because she didn't have the dresses or clothes that we had. She was poor, and she didn't just look so good, and she acted a little like, I don't know, just looked down upon her, and they made fun of her. And I can't remember how much I was involved in that. I probably was too. I can't remember, but I do remember that one time God must have dealt with these girls' hearts, because I remember they said, you know, there was a graduation coming up, and they said, you know, Teresa Rose, she needs a dress. She needs some clothes. And so they all got together, and they said, well, all of us, we will bring money to school, and we'll collect money for Teresa Rose. And so we did that, and we all got some money. I don't know where we got the money from, our parents or whatever, but we all collected this money. It was enough, and we went, and someone went out and bought her a new dress and some new shoes and nylons and everything to dress her up, for the program. And see, somehow, even though these girls weren't saved, the Lord got a hold of their hearts to be merciful. And you know, after all these years, the Lord brought that back to my mind. You know, when God can talk to sinners, surely, as Christians and saints, He can talk to us to help us to know how to be merciful to people. But you know, I never forgot that, how happy she was. She was so happy when, I think they even helped her comb her hair and things. Her hair was kind of messy and stuff, but they helped comb her hair and fix her up, you know. And they just changed. They had a change of heart. Oh, it's wonderful when God talks to people. His way is so much better than the devil's way and the way he is. But anyway, it said, blessed are the merciful. In Romans 11 and 30, it says here, for as ye in times past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief. You know, God, at one time we didn't do right. We were sinners, and God had mercy on us. And we don't want to ever forget from the pit where we're from. You know what I mean? Sometimes we see people that are unsaved, and we see they're just down, you know? They're just a loss. They're just pitiful, the way they look, the way they talk, you know? But, you know, we got to remember that we obtained mercy, that God saved us, and we obtained mercy, and so we need to be merciful to these people and know that God could change them. You know, some people look like they never could be changed. They can never become a saint of God. But God can work a miracle. God can do it. God could do anything with those people if He did it with us. You know, it says, what we obtain mercy. Oh, I just thank the Lord for His mercy. And now we must go and show mercy. Luke 1 and 77. May the Lord help us tonight to be merciful the way God wants us to be. May God help us, because we know that we need the Lord's mercy. You know, I remember reading one time, you know, it's not that we're not saints or nothing like that, but there's just times that we need God's mercy. The life sometimes is not always easy. And I remember one time reading about Brother Warner, and he said he went before the Lord, and he felt like the Lord took him like a gunny sack and turned him inside out and shook him. And he said he just felt like he needed so much help. He needed the Lord to help him in so much. But you know, that's the way it is. Sometimes we can't even see ourselves until God opens our eyes and helps us to see. Because, you know, and it says in a man's eyes, every way is right, you know. We always think that we're right until God deals with us and shows us. And he knows how to work with each one of us. He knows how to talk to us, to perfect us, and to be what the Lord wants us to be. May the Lord help us. But Luke 1 and 77 says here, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins through the tender mercy of our God. Tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. God guided our feet. He showed us mercy. Oh, it's wonderful how the Lord did that for us. Tender mercies of our God. He's a tender God. Over here in Matthew 18, there's about the servant. You know, the Lord has just been talking to me about this. In Matthew 18 and 23, they asked, how many times shall I forgive my brother? Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven like unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. When he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. But forasmuch as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, his wife, his children, all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants which owed him 100 pence. He laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. His fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. He would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry, and came and told unto the Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt, because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth, and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. And that's a very serious scripture right there that Jesus said. Oh, you know, it was like he forgave us so much. Jesus has forgave us so much. He saved us from sin. He gave us the Holy Spirit. He gave us understanding of the truth. But then someone injures us. Someone does something wrong. And sometimes, like I said, sometimes it's hard to forgive. It's not always easy, but we must do it. And we must need God's help. And that's where we need to fall down and ask God for mercy. Mercy for us. Mercy that we can forgive from our heart. Those that injure us, those that harm us, those that hurt our feelings, those that do us wrong or say hurtful things to us. Whatever happens in our life, I don't know your lives, but God knows. But I know that this message is for all of us, including me. We need to be merciful. We need to forgive all the way. So when we get to the end of our life, we don't have anything there. You know, I've heard of people on their dying day say, give me the telephone. I've got to call across the country somewhere, across the states to somebody. I've got to ask forgiveness. I got to get cleared up before I die because I've been holding this on this person for so long. I've been coming to church. I've been acting just like I was a saint and that everything was fine. But in my heart, it wasn't fine. In my heart, I did not forgive that person. And then it was time to die, and God brought it to my mind. You know, God wants us to get to heaven. He wants us to keep these things cleared up. Oh, God, help us. Help us to know how to do it, how to be what the Lord wants us to be. And it says here, so likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. You know, I was thinking, from your heart, sometimes we can say, well, I forgive you. But in our heart, deep down, there's just still there. It's just still there. And we just, this is when we need to go to God. Like Brother Austin, I really appreciated him. But when he was preaching, he said, you know, we need God. We need to go with humility to God. Any kind of problem you ever have, if you'll humble yourself, you can get out of it. But if we sit there and defend ourselves and say, oh, I didn't do anything wrong. You know, it was the other person. It wasn't me. I didn't do anything wrong. We'll not get where God wants us to get. But when we humble ourselves to the Lord and say, Lord, show me. Show me myself, Lord. Show me. what is wrong with me? Maybe this other person is doing wrong. But what did I do? Lord, what is it in me? Is there anything that I've done to cause this? Or help me, Lord, to see myself. You know, the Lord is merciful. He's so long-suffering. He'll help us to see. And then we can be what God wants us to be. I was thinking about Peter. You know, I love to read about Brother Peter. He was many people mention about him, but in Matthew 14, you know, I was thinking how different things about Peter, but he was presumptuous, he was fast, but he loved the Lord. But you would think all the things that he got into, but you know, in 14 and 25, it tells about, I won't read all of it, but it was when he walked on the water. You know, these other disciples, they could have walked on the water, but it wasn't them, it was Peter. It was Peter because he saw that it was Jesus, and Jesus said, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Peter was walking on the water to go to Jesus. He loved the Lord. But, you know, then later on, Peter got himself in trouble because he got afraid. And the Lord warned him. The Lord warned him that, you know, that you're going to deny me if you don't watch and pray. You know, and Matthew 26 and 34. And I was thinking about us. We might not deny the Lord, of course, but if we don't watch and pray, could there be some bitterness to try to come in our heart, or unforgiveness, or not being merciful enough to our brother or sister, holding a little grudge, anything like that, that the enemy could try to work in us? But you know, he's after us. It said he is a roaring lion walking about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith. So we must resist. We must resist. So it says here in Matthew 26 and 69, it goes on, and the Lord warned him. And then it says here, "Now Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, Thou also wast with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. When he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him, and said unto them that were there, This fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. Again he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. And after a while came unto him they that stood by, and said to Peter, Surely thou also art one of them, for thy speech betrayeth thee. Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly." Now, you know, this was before he was sanctified. This was before Peter had the Holy Spirit. He was a mightily used of God after he got the Holy Spirit. But he failed miserably. He failed terribly before. But you know, the Lord was merciful to Peter and forgave Peter. That's what I'm trying to bring out. The Lord was merciful to Peter and forgave Peter because he saw Peter went out. I don't know what Peter said to God when he was crying bitterly. But surely he must have been weeping bitterly and saying, Lord, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I failed you, Lord. I'm so sorry. Please be merciful to me. I didn't mean to do this. I love you. I don't know. I just did it because I was afraid. I thought they were going to kill me too. I don't know what he was saying. But he got a hold of the Lord again. This is the thing. He was merciful. He prayed to God. God would be merciful to him. There's times in our life that we're going to need God's mercy. And the more we're merciful to others, we can plead his mercy. We can plead our case a lot better. Because God knows everything. And he knows when we've been forgiving. He knows when we've been long-suffering. He knows when we've tried our very best. And then when we get in a problem, we can say, Lord, remember me. Remember Hezekiah when he came to the Lord? He said, Lord, I beseech thee, remember how I've walked before you these years and served you with my heart. And he said, he cried to the Lord, and the Lord gave him 15 more years. He brought these things before the Lord. So may the Lord help us. I want to read just a little bit here in 1 Samuel. I thought about this. This has always been an amazing story to me. And I'll just read some of it here. But it's about Abigail and David and, you know, her husband, Nabal. But, you know, David was keeping watch over this man's sheep and was merciful to him and everything. But he railed on David. And in 1 Samuel 25, I said I won't read all of it for the time, but just if you want to read it sometime, all of it. But 1 Samuel 25, it says in the second verse, there was a man in Maon whose possessions were in Carmel, and the man was very great, and he had 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats, and he was shearing his sheep in Carmel. Now, the name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife Abigail. And she was a woman of good understanding and of a beautiful countenance. But the man was churlish and evil in his doings, and he was of the house of Caleb. And David heard in the wilderness that Nabal did shear his sheep. Now, to go on to tell the story, you know, David was had his men watching and caring for his sheep and things. But when he asked for some food or some help, you know, this man railed on him. And it said in the sixth verse, and thus he said, get you. He told David, sent young men to Nabal and said, thus shall he say to him that liveth in prosperity, peace be both to you, to thee, and peace be to thine house, and peace be unto all that thou hast. And now I have heard that thou hast shears. Now thy shepherds which were with us, we hurt them not, neither was there aught missing unto them all the while they were in Carmel. Ask the young men, and they will show thee. Wherefore let the young men find favor in thine eyes, for we come in a good day. Give, I pray thee, whatsoever cometh to thine hand, unto thy servants and to thy son David. And it says, and when David's young men came and spoke these words to Nabal, according to the words, Nabal answered David's servants and said, who is David? Now what I'm trying to bring out here is this man was so unmerciful. He didn't have any mercy. Although he was so good to him, who's David? And you know, it cost him his life. It cost him his life. He said, who is David? Who is the son of Jesse? There be many servants nowadays that break away every man from his master. Shall I then take my bread, my water, my flesh that I have killed for my shears and give it unto men whom I know not whence they be? So David's young men turned their way and went again and came and told him all those sayings. And David was very angry. Now, David, you know, David said unto his men, gird ye on every man his sword, and they girded on every man his sword. And David also girded on his sword, and there went up after David about 400 men, and 200 abode by the stuff. But one of the young men told Abigail, Nabal's wife, David sent messengers out of the wilderness to salute our master, and he railed on them. Your husband, he railed on them. But the men were very good to us, unto us, and we were not hurt, neither missed we anything, as long as we were with them when we were in the fields. They were a wall unto us both by day, night and day, all the while we were with them keeping the sheep. Now therefore know and consider what thou wilt do, for evil is determined against our master and against all his household, for he is such a son of Belial that a man cannot speak to him. Then Abigail made haste. Here was a problem. The whole household was going to be killed. Abigail made haste and took 200 loaves, 2 bottles of wine, 5 sheep ready dressed, and 5 measures of parched corn, and 100 clusters of raisins, 200 cakes of figs, and laid them on donkeys. And she said unto her servants, go on before me. Behold, I come after you. But she told her not her husband Nabal. And as it was, she took all these to David. And when David saw, he saw all these things that Abigail brought, he was merciful to Abigail. When he saw this woman bring all this food, because she didn't know and she didn't have control of what her husband did, and David had said, surely in vain have I kept all this fellow. And he said he was just ready to do him evil. And it says, when Abigail saw David, she hasted and lighted and fell before David on her face and bowed herself to the ground. She fell at his feet and said unto me, My Lord, unto me let this iniquity be, and let thine handmaid, I pray thee, speak in thine audience and hear the words of thine handmaid. Let not, my Lord, I pray thee, regard this man of Belial, even Nabal, for as his name is, so is he. Nabal is his name, and folly is with him. But I, thine handmaid, saw not the young men of my Lord, whom thou didst send. Now therefore, my Lord, as the Lord liveth, as thy soul liveth, seeing the Lord hath withholden thee from coming to shed blood, and from avenging thyself with thine own hand, now let thy enemies, and they that seek evil to my Lord, be as Nabal. And now this blessing which thine handmaid hath brought unto my Lord, let it even be given unto the young men that follow my Lord. I pray thee, forgive the trespass of thine handmaid, for the Lord will certainly make my Lord a sure house, because the Lord fighteth the battles of the Lord, and evil hath not been found in all thy days. Anyway, this woman was pleading mercy to David, and David was merciful. And it could have cost her life if she hadn't done this. It could have cost the household. It says in the 31st, that this shall be no grief unto thee, nor offense of heart unto my Lord, either that thou hast shed blood causeless, or that my Lord hath avenged himself. But when the Lord shall have dwelt well with my Lord, then remember thine handmaid. And it goes on to say in the 34th verse, well, David answers her, Abigail, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which sent thee this day to meet me, and blessed be thy advice, and blessed be thou, which hast kept me this day for coming to shed blood, and from avenging myself with mine own hand. For in very deed, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, which hath kept me back from hurting thee, except thou hast hasted and came to meet me. Surely there had not been left, and I won't read all that. But David received her hand, and she pled mercy. She pled mercy to David, and David was merciful, and it saved her life. Now, we're going to encourage us that mercy is not a small thing. Mercy can save our lives. You know? To be a merciful person and to show mercy at the right time, or this woman to have wisdom enough to know what to do, saved her life. And she went and David showed her mercy. And if on you read this, she didn't tell her husband at first, but later it came to pass about 10 days after. It came to pass in the morning when the wine was gone out of Nabal that his wife told him these things. And his heart died within him, and he became as a stone. And it came to pass about 10 days after that the Lord smote Nabal, that he died. But you know, the Lord took care of that man that was so mean and so wicked. The Lord took care of him because he was not merciful, and he was mean to David. David could have took it in his own hands, but David listened to her, and he showed mercy and backed off. And God took care of it. You know, we need to trust in the Lord in our life and be merciful. And I remember, I don't have the scripture right now with me, but there was a time when someone was, it might have been Saul, but someone was railing on David and cursing David. And he said, you know, let him curse, because you know what? God might send a great blessing to me for his cursing. But you know, usually we don't think that way. If we have any kind of problem, we usually don't think that, well, God's going to send me a blessing because I'm having this problem. But you know, if we'll be merciful and show a right spirit, it can work that way. God can just turn everything around, and it can work that way. God's mercy never runs out, so we are not to run out of mercy either for others, because God's mercy never runs out. Psalms 103:8. It says here, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. Could you think of a time that God has not been merciful enough? I think he's greatly merciful. I've heard people say, well, I don't know why God puts up with this world. I don't know why God just don't end it all. And I've heard people say, it might not be the exact words, but you know, you've kind of heard them say, oh, you know, It's because he's so merciful, because he wants people to get saved. It, because, you know, we could think of somebody in the world that we think is wicked or a leader in a leadership or position or something. God is still merciful to them. God still wants them to be saved. Sometimes we might not be able to take all of it in, how merciful he is. But if God help us, he is such a loving, merciful God. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. Aren't you glad that the Lord is slow to anger? Aren't you glad that he's that kind of a God? Because he has so much power. If he was quick to show anger, we'd all probably be in a problem. And this world would be in a big problem. But because he is slow to anger, because he is merciful, then this is why the Lord has shown mercy upon us. Romans 9 and 15, I'm almost done. Thank the Lord for his mercy. Romans 9 and 15. For he saith to Moses, I know one time, this not might not have been the point time, but I remember one time that Moses said that he would take the penalty for the children of Israel. They were doing wrong. He said, put it on him. And God said, no, I'm not going to do that. But those that sin, they get punished for their sin. I'm not going to put it on somebody else. But he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. We may in our mind even think sometimes, Lord, I don't understand why you're so merciful to a certain person. I don't understand why you're showing so much compassion. But the Lord knows what he's doing. The Lord knows what he's doing. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. And Luke 18, 11 through 14, it's my last scripture here, I believe. Luke 18, it says here, 10th verse, two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For every one that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. May the Lord help us to be merciful, and ask the Lord to help us. Pray for me.